PC has given us the flexibility to work from home. Groups of workers no longer need to get into their cars each morning and drive to the office. Executives can hook up via a video conference rather than fly halfway around the world. But far from being green, the people who use personal computers and those who manage servers in our data centres face as big a dilemma as gas-guzzling 4x4 drivers in the congestion-charged zone of London. We all demand greater power from our computer, but that sadly requires more, not less, electricity. You are listening to Cliff Saran on ComputerWeekly.com podcasts, where you can listen to and download interviews with leading experts on key topics of IT management and technology. Today I'm joined by Andrew Fanara from the Product Specification Team at the US Environmental Protection Agency. In the first part of this podcast, Andrew talked about the shift in perception that is now taking place within government, businesses, and consumers regarding climate change and the demand for greater energy efficiency. This is an area Andrew has spent a lot of time focusing on through the Energy Star program. So Andrew, can you tell me what you've been looking at?
Energy Star is a voluntary program run by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency based in the U.S., and it is part of the government's plan to encourage the manufacture and design and sale of more efficient products. It's designed to make it easy for people to buy the most efficient products in the marketplace. We cover more than 50 different product categories, and you'll see our ubiquitous blue label on many different products throughout the world in many respects. It turns out that IT products, computers and imaging equipment, were some of the first products that we worked on going back now more than 10 years. So we've got a long track record in working with the IT industry, and we have picked those products, as we do with any product, because the numbers of those products are large and increasing. The amount of energy consumed can be somewhat dramatically different between efficient versus more conventional products. And the savings potential can be very large if you drive consumers towards buying those more efficient products with information and the use of the label. So we simply have said we were looking for new opportunities to try to encourage efficiency. And frankly, the IT industry, being, I think, highly dynamic and up to a challenge in many instances, said, you know, servers or other equipment, and certainly data centers in general, could be a very good opportunity to encourage efficiency, and possibly Energy Star might be viable in that space as well. And so we're doing that right now and investigating that.
There is a Energy Star that will be launched soon for desktop computers. Can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, really our vision is to try to make sure that computing is efficient from the desktop to the data center and everything in between. And so we have developed new specifications which come out for imaging products in April, and traditional desktop, desk-side workstation products in July. There'll be a new specification out. And what it really offers organizations and institutions is an opportunity to make a very turnkey purchase of Energy Star equipment. Makes it very easy for them to identify the most efficient products and implement that organizational-wide. And we have found that the miscellaneous energy use, that is, things that are not lighting or heating or cooling related, in commercial office buildings are large and growing bigger, in part because we're becoming a more technologically advanced culture and adopting more of this technology. So Energy Star helps you make it easy to purchase the most efficient computer equipment, and now it's a natural progression for us to look at other equipment at the data center at the other end of the spectrum.
Andrew, won't the Energy Star rated products cost more than those that don't have a rating?
You know, I don't shy away from the question that efficiency costs something. And that's because there is real value in efficiency. It is a oftentimes the most cost-effective first resource that we should be drawing upon. Even though Energy Star products in some cases do cost more because they are more efficient, that cost is usually quite small in terms of its lifetime cost. Second of all, consumers, to the extent that they begin to associate efficiency with value, I think increasingly are willing to pay some incremental amount of money for a more efficient product. I think we're seeing that more and more and more, but consumer education has to be there to be able to provide consumers with the knowledge that they're getting something of value. That's difficult for an individual consumer. It's not as difficult when you're speaking to an organization or an institution or a corporate entity, because they understand the impacts and scale those up to enterprise-wide opportunities, which can oftentimes be large and really impact the bottom line.
Some of the largest PC and server makers are US-based, and they sell their products globally. Can the Energy Star program scale globally?
Well, Cliff, as a matter of fact, Energy Star is already scaling globally. I think one of the challenges that we took on early on in the Energy Star program was trying to work very closely with other countries that were very interested in encouraging energy efficiency as part of a portfolio of strategies for their economies. And you find that in many, many different places, whether it be Japan or Australia, here in Europe, certainly in the U.S. and in Canada, but also increasingly in markets China and India, which are becoming so crucial in the debate on energy resources, energy supply, and clearly in climate change. And so we actually write specifications now with the intent of them becoming a global de facto standard that can be used by manufacturers who sell globally. So if you're a computer manufacturer, you're an appliance manufacturer, consumer electronics manufacturer, what I say to you is work with us to come up with a good, solid Energy Star specification. There is great likelihood, if it has credibility, that other countries will pick it up and use it. And you certainly are seeing that with increased frequency here in Europe. And Energy Star is the European label for energy efficiency for office equipment. And so I think it does scale globally, because the last thing manufacturers want is a patchwork quilt of different rules, regulations, and voluntary programs like mine is. They would rather have lower compliance cost if we had one global way to identify the most efficient equipment.
Can you see Energy Star being used as a preferred rating when companies are buying new office equipment?
Well, Cliff, it is already happening in large part. You see Energy Star as a key procurement criteria in bids and contracts in the United States. Universities do it, large organizations do it, school districts do it. There's all sorts of entities who have standard criteria for purchasing products, and Energy Star makes it easy for them to add a single line item that says product must be Energy Star. It gets them out of the business of having to be a lot more specific about the energy component when they can just identify Energy Star, which is intended to be a label that recognizes products that are in the better half or better quartile of more efficient products that exist in the marketplace right now. And the other thing that procurers can feel good about is that when they're purchasing an Energy Star, they're not purchasing cutting-edge military spec products. They are purchasing products that exist in the marketplace right now. It's just Energy Star gives people a platform to talk about their products and say that they're more efficient vis-a-vis their competitors.
Andrew, you've spoken a lot about energy efficiency in the data center, the fact that desktops are becoming more energy efficient, and we will be able to see that through the Energy Star program. What I would like to know from you today is if it is possible for a business to improve its efficiency quickly, efficiently, and at relatively low cost.
I think for the CIOs and other IT management folks that would be listening to this, I think it must be somewhat frustrating and overwhelming at times to come up with a broad, comprehensive, strategic energy management plan for organizations which oftentimes might be worldwide in nature. That's got to be a daunting task. And I think that if I look at one or two things that I really feel are important in my job, it is to make it easy for those IT managers to do some of the simple basic things that get them good returns for their money. And I think that there are a couple of quick things that people could do in the context of these broader comprehensive plans, which may take years to implement and roll out. Clearly, it is you've got to procure more efficient equipment. If you do that, you put less waste heat into your data center space, and you make your air conditioning equipment work less hard. You're also going to obviously reduce your utility bills, which will add to the bottom line. And as I like to say, I hear more and more CFOs say, the cost of operating data centers is no longer a rounding error for many organizations. It's large and it's growing. So I would say do that. Number two, I think the other crucial thing is you've got to be able to manage your data center and in terms at the holistically at the grid level. That is, how much energy is being consumed by the data center as a whole. And if you have multiple data centers, you can then rank those in terms of their efficiency and in terms of their energy consumption. And then you can decide for yourself where you want to put your investments in energy efficiency or new equipment or renewables or whatever your strategic plan calls for. You can decide which data center to apply those resources to get the best return on your investment. So those are probably the two things I would do. Measure your entire data center. Increasingly, there are ways to do that out there. We're coming up with one standard way to do it at Energy Star for the entire building or for the entire data center. And number two, ask your vendors for more efficient equipment and compare their claims to one another so you can make a smart buying decision.
Thank you, Andrew, and thank you for listening. If you would like to hear the part one of the interview with Andrew on the need for business, government and consumers to improve energy efficiency, join us again on www.computerweekly.com/podcasts.